啊，愿大家平安。
May peace be with all everyone here。
圣经里面说，我们人一生的果效是从心发出来的。
The Bible tells us that the fruit of our life comes from our heart。
啊，就是我们会过什么生活，这个完全是由我们的心来决定的。
It means that our heart decides our lifestyle。
哦，因此一个人啊，如果要做一个蒙神纪念的人，应该是从心里面开始改变。
Therefore, for a person to live a life that is remembered by God, one must live it beginning with the heart.
那今天早上跟大家来查考谦卑。
I'd like to discuss with you the topic of humility.
啊，圣经说，啊，神赐恩给谦卑的人。
The Bible tells us that God blesses those who are humble.
哦，尊荣之前啊有谦卑。
Before glory, there must be humility.
啊，败坏之前，人的心骄傲。
Before disgrace, there will be arrogance.
我们看神创造天使是一个美丽的啊，天使。
God created the angels to be beautiful.
这个应该是极大的恩典。
That is a great blessing of God to the angels.
啊，他能够服侍神，享受跟神在一起的这种啊时刻。
The angels enjoy a great amount of time with God.
但是后来天使堕落。
Yet they became disgraced.
啊，就是骄傲。
Because they were arrogant.
他要把自己往上提，跟神同等。
They wanted to be equal with God.
啊，今天我们要认清楚，我们也是人。
Today we have to understand that we are humans.
我们不是神。
We are not God.
啊，但是我们看世界上很多人在讲话，好像站在神的地位讲话。
Yet many people speak as if they are God.
啊，非常有自信。
They are self-confident.
好像一切都在我的掌控之下。
As if they are in control of everything.
哦，好像非常注重自己的荣耀。
They care about how they are presented to others.
非常注重自己的自尊。
They care about how others look at them.
好像世界上我最大。
They think that they are the greatest on this earth.
啊，这个在神面前呢，这都是没有谦卑。
To God, these type of people are not humble.
所以谦卑不只是说别人赞美的时候啊，几句推辞的话。
Humility doesn't just mean diverting others' praises to God.
啊，别人赞美你的时候，几句很推辞的话。
Or actually trying to kind of be very humble when others try to praise you.
那个是最表面的。
That is the most superficial act of humility.
谦卑应该是从心里面的最深处开始做。
Humility must begin deep within our hearts.
那谦卑的榜样是谁？
Who is the example of humility?
我们人跟人都可以发现啊，那个人很谦卑。
We could discover that one person may be very humble.
但是最谦卑的一个榜样应该是主耶稣。
Yet the most humble person has to be Jesus.
我们看腓立比书第二章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
第五节。
Verse 5.
第二章的第五节。
Chapter 2 verse 5.
你们应当以基督的心为心，第六节。
6.
他本来有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺。第七节。
7.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。这里说我们要以基督的心为心。
We have to have the heart of Jesus.
啊，这个就是啊一种灵修的功夫。
This tells us that we must train ourselves to be humble.
这是一种内在的改变。
It is an internal change.
做基督徒是从里面开始的。
Christian begins from within.
里面的更新跟变化。
It is the inner change and alteration.
以基督为榜样，不断的改变我们自己。
We alter ourselves to be like that of Jesus.
这个叫做成长。
This is spiritual growth.
这个叫做更新。
And this is spiritual renewal.
这个叫做进步。
And this is spiritual progress.
那主耶稣给我们设下一个很好的榜样。
Jesus has set a good example for us to follow.
就是他本来是神。
He himself was God.
但是当他成为人来地上，
Yet when he became human to come to this earth,
他就不认自己为神。
He did not recognize himself as God.
他就认自己为人。
Rather, he saw himself as a human.
所以第七节这个叫做虚己。
In verse 7, it says that,
第七第二章
took down the very nature of a servant.
所以他才能够成为奴仆的形象。
Actually, he saw himself as nothing and made himself like a servant.
今天所谓谦卑啊，就是把自己所有优越的条件，在我们心里面的这最深处，好像把它倒掉一样。
Being humble means that we do not, or we deny ourselves our very best.
啊，虽然我们有一些很优越的条件。
Although we may be talented,
很大的成就,
we may be successful.
这是别人看得到的,
these can be seen by others.
但是让别人的感觉好像我们并没有那一些条件。
Yet to others, we must behave as if we are not so talented.
啊，这个叫做谦卑。
This is humble.
因为我们只是人。
For we are humans.
我们现在来看，使徒他们从主耶稣领受，这个属灵的生命，他们的表现是什么？
And let us take a look at the disciples and as to how they behaved after they have received the gifts from Jesus.
请看《使徒行传》第三章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 3.
《使徒行传》第三章。
Acts chapter 3.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
那个人正在称为所罗门的廊下，拉着彼得、约翰，众百姓一起跑到他们那里。就很觉得很稀奇。十二节。
12。
彼得看见就对百姓说，以色列啊，为什么把这些事当作稀奇呢？为什么定睛看我们，以为我们凭自己的能力跟虔诚使这个人行走呢？第三章里面记载有一个人生下来就是瘸腿的人，被放在美门的门口，要人来救济他的。第二节。
In Acts chapter 3, they described a person that was born kind of crippled, and he was placed in front of the gate of beautiful to be helped by others.
这个人很可怜。
We should sympathize with this man.
不只是他的生活没有依靠，并且他在那里也很可怜。
Not only was his life insecure, he also was not able to take care of what he needed to.
那后来彼得第四节看他。
In verse 4, Peter saw him.
就说金银我都没有。
Peter told him that Peter had neither silver nor gold.
我把我有的给你。
Yet Peter gave him whatever Peter had.
那彼得有什么？
What did Peter have?
他身上有神的权柄跟恩典。
Peter had the authority and the power of God.
所以我奉拿撒勒名耶稣叫你起来走。
So in the name of Jesus Christ, Peter made him walk.
所以他马上就起来走。
And immediately this man stood up and walked.
那周围好多人看到这个神迹行出来。
Many people saw this miracle.
就很惊奇，一直看彼得。
They stared at Peter as wondering why he had that power.
因为从来没有这个事情发生。
For no one had ever performed such a miracle.
一生瘸腿的人彼得能够叫他起来走。
How can a cripple walk?
那彼得他就不敢接受人对他的这种崇拜。
Yet Peter did not bath in the glory that others gave him.
他说：“你们以为我凭自己的能力跟虔诚使这个人起来走吗？”
And Peter said to them, "Why does this surprise you?"
因为大家一直看他。
For others were staring at him.
那个可以说是彼得一个很荣耀的时刻。
That was a moment of great glory for Peter.
因为神迹借着他行出来。
For he had just performed a wonderful miracle.
但是彼得觉得他不能够领受这一种的荣耀。
Yet Peter felt unworthy of receiving such glory.
因为他知道为什么这个人的行会被医好。
For he knew how this man was healed.
关键不只在乎他的虔诚跟能力。
The key was not in Peter's humility or power.
所以他不应该得这个怎么讲 credit， 他不应该得这种功劳。
Thus he was unworthy of the credit that others were attributing to him.
那我们看十六节。
Let's look at verse 16.
我们信他的名，他的名便叫你们所看见、所认识这个人见状了。注意，彼得在这解释。
Peter explained.
说我们因为信耶稣的名。
Because of the name of Jesus.
那他的名叫这个人见状了。
That this man was made strong.
因为他的名。
Because of the name of Jesus.
所以真的要得到荣耀是耶稣的名。
Thus, the true glory should be given to the name of Jesus.
我们今天在教会里面做任何的圣工。
Today, when we serve God in church,
如果有所成就，这个荣耀都是归于神。
If we are successful, we attribute the glory to God.
比方说我们唱诗班在献诗。
Take for example, when the choir presents a hymn.
到结束的时候鼓掌。
At the end, when we all clap.
我们仔细讲这个鼓掌什么意思。
What is the meaning of clapping?
鼓掌是鼓励呢还是鼓掌是赞美呢
Is it an encouragement or a praise?
那赞美是赞美人呢还是赞美是赞美神
If its meaning is to praise,Whom are we praising?
所以有很多这个我们所做的事情我们需要从圣经的看法再一次来审查我们最深的深处。
Therefore, in many things that we do, we need to be clear about the meaning from learning from the Bible.
使我们所做的一切到最后真的是在荣耀神。
So that everything that we do will give glory to God.
我们所做的圣工一切 不只是包括唱诗班。
The works that we do.
人能够做人应该做的但是真的能够做有成就的是神在动工。
We have to fulfill our responsibility, yet it is God who makes everything successful.
我们唱诗班怎么练可以练出一个美感。
The choirs could practice the style of singing.
但是灵感这是要圣灵的感动圣灵的运行才有办法达成的。
Yet, the spiritual emotion comes from the works of the Spirit.
所以当一个灵有在运行的时候我们可以从这个诗歌里面来感受神的爱那人就会受感动。
Therefore, when the Spirit works, the hymns become touching and others and people can be moved by the hymns.
这个是最重要一个关键。
That is the key to the presentation.
就是如果我们能够抓到这个最重要的关键
If we can understand this key,
我们会谦卑地求神带领
We will humbly ask for the guidance of God.
求圣灵来运行
We will ask for the works of the Spirit.
使听的人受感动
So that the audience can be touched.
我记得我神学院最后一年
Remember the last year of my seminary.
到台湾的山地去访问
I visited the mountain areas in Taiwan.
那个时候每天早上的进食
Every morning I fasted.
我们有十个神学生。
There were 10 of us.
这个音乐的素质都不好。
None of us were good at music.
但是那三弟叫我们去献，教会叫我们去献诗。
Yet the mountain churches asked us to present hymns to them.
我们对每一句歌词都很感动。
And everything that we sang touched everyone.
因为神的灵在运行。
For the Spirit of God worked with us.
我们感觉到听的人在流眼泪。
We felt that the audience.Shed tears.
所以我们觉得那个是最成功的献诗。
So we felt that presentation was the most successful presentation of our life.
我们知道这不是人做出来的。
Yet that was not the works of man.
这是神在同工。
It was the works of God.
所以从心里的最深处我们知道人没有办法做什么。
From deep within our hearts, we realize that humans cannot be successful.
所以我们懂得靠神祷告最后归荣耀给神。
Thus we rely upon God for his works.And to be successful in the end.
所以有时候我在想如果那个练诗的时间用三分之一半来祷告被圣灵充满可能结果会更好。
Sometimes I think that if we could shorten the choir practice by a third and use that time to pray, we can be more successful during the presentations.
我们看使徒行传第十章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 10.
25节。
Verse 25.
彼得一进去哥尼流就迎接他俯伏在他的脚前拜他
26节
彼得却拉着他说你起来我也是人这里说彼得到哥尼流的家
Here Peter went to the house of Cornelius
我们可以看到两个人都很谦卑
We saw both of them are very humble
一个是哥尼流
One is Cornelius
第一节他说他是意大利营的百夫长
Cornelius was a centurion in the Roman army
所以他是一个有官位的人
So he was a man of authority
而且犹太地是他的殖民地
And Judea was a land that he controlled.
Or, 殖民地
was a colony of the Roman Empire.
所以这个哥尼流是一个有权柄的人。
He was a man of power.
但是当彼得来到哥尼流的家。
Yet when Peter came to Cornelius' house.
我们还记得使徒行传前面大家看彼得是一个无学的小民。
At the start of Acts, we can understand, we knew that Peter was an uneducated man.
没有受过什么教育。
He was not educated.
他是一个渔夫。
He was a fisherman.
那哥尼流这个人看彼得来他马上下跪。
Yet when Peter arrived at his house, Cornelius fell at his feet.
因为他有官位。
Cornelius was an official of the government.
但是为什么彼得一个渔夫来，他会下拜？
Yeah, why did he fall at Peter's feet when Peter came?
因为他敬畏神。
For Cornelius revered God.
他看到异象，神叫他请彼得来，有话告诉你，叫你跟你的全家可以得救。
He saw in a vision that he needed to invite Peter to teach him the words of God.
所以因为对神的敬畏，产生对神的工人的一个尊敬。
His reverence for God made him revere the workers of God.
这个叫做谦卑。
That is humility.
所以没有把世界上的地位权柄带到属灵的这个环境来。
Cornelius did not allow his position in the government to interfere with his religion.
他知道从神来的是最崇高的，最值得最有价值的。
He realized that the most valuable person is one who came from God.
所以他跪下来拜他。
Thus he fell down and worshiped Peter.
这个代表他的谦卑。
That represented Cornelius' reverence.
但是我们看彼得的另外一种谦卑。
Let us take a look at Peter's humility.
26节。
Verse 26.
彼得却拉他说，你起来，我也是人。
Peter made him get up and told him that Peter, he himself is only a man.
什么叫做我也是人？
What does it mean that Peter is only a man?
虽然你看到异象，我来要讲道理，让你可以得救，但是我本身只不过是人。
Although you have seen a vision, seeing that I am here to teach you, yet I am only a person.
虽然你听过啊，我行了很多的神迹，但是这是神借我做的，不是我做的，我也是人。
Although you have heard me performing many miracles, yet those miracles were performed by God, not Peter.
今天我们在世界上很多人虽然是人，但是他希望被人崇拜成为神。
There are many people on this earth who desire to be worshipped as if they are God.
他希望被荣耀成为神。
They want to be as glorious as God.
但是一个谦卑的人就懂得一切的荣耀到最后都不能够否定一个事实，我只是人。
Yet, despite all the miracles, there is one important fact that we cannot deny, and that is that we are humans.
我们所拥有的一切都是领受的。
All that we possess came from God.
请看第四章哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
第六节。
Verse 6.
哥林多前书四章六节。
1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6.
弟兄们，我为你们的缘故拿这些事转比自己跟亚波罗，叫你们效法我们，不可过于圣经所记，免得你们自高自大，贵重这个，轻看那个。第七节。
7.
使你们不与人不同的是谁呢？你们有什么不是领受的呢？若是领受，为什么自夸仿佛不是领受的呢？这个第七节非常重要。
Verse 7 is important.
连续有三个问题。
There are three serial questions that Paul asked.
如果这个三个问题我们答得对，我们就谦卑了。
If we answer correctly to these three questions, then we are humble.
使我们与人不同的是谁呢？
Who makes us different from everyone else?
我们常常说，因为我聪明，所以我今天突出。
We often think that we are smart, that is why we are successful.
因为我肯奋斗，所以我今天高升。
It is because we work hard that we are successful today.
在美国有无穷的机会，你只有聪明奋斗，你就有前途。
There are numerous opportunities in America, and as long as we are willing to work hard, we can be successful.
所以使我跟别人不同的是谁？是我自己。
Thus, the person that makes us different from others is ourselves.
这个是很普遍的答案。
This is a common answer.
但是圣经告诉我们，使我们跟谁不同的是谁呢？
Yet the Bible tells us otherwise.
下面一个答案我们来回答看看。
Let us take a look at the next question.
你有什么不是领受的呢？
What do you have that you did not receive?
每一个都是领受的。
We have received everything that we own.
生命是从神领受的。
Comes from God.
如果这个总开关一开一关，所有电灯都停了。
If God turns off the switch on our lives, we will be dead.
生命的泉源在神。
The source of life belongs to whom?
如果神停止这个生命的泉源，我们生命全部结束。
If God cuts off the source of our lives, then we will be dead.
健康在神。
Who holds our health?
聪明在神。
Who holds our wisdom?
机会在神。
And who holds our opportunities?
这一切都在乎神。
These all belong to God.
那如果一切都是领受，
If we have received everything,
我们还有什么可以自夸？
What have we to boast?
我们是从神领受，所以应该要夸神，不是夸我们自己。
Because we have received everything from God, We need to praise God, not ourselves.
所以有时候做生意危险在哪里？
Sometimes it is dangerous to be a business person.
夸人。
Because many times people praise other people.
哇，你怎么会保养？保养到80岁，看起来像60岁。
And sometimes we praise others for maintaining their health.
都把荣耀归给人，这个很危险的。
And it is dangerous for us to praise other people.
一个人能够活到80岁很健康，这是从神领受的恩典。
A person can live to their 80s is because of God's grace.
所以如果我们懂得荣耀神，这就好了。
If we know how to glorify God, it is good for us.
很多事情能不能做，圣经没有一定的答案，到最后就是你为什么做。
There's no answer to some of the questions that we have, yet there's one principle that we must keep, and that is why we do such a deed.
为荣耀神，这就好的，你就要荣耀自己，高抬自己，这就是不好。
If we perform a deed in order to glorify God, then it is good. If we do it to glorify ourselves, then it is not.
尼布甲尼撒王建设巴比伦帝国。
Nebuchadnezzar built the kingdom of Babylon.
有一天他坐在这个王宫上。
One day he sat on his throne.
他非常满意他的成就。
He was satisfied with his accomplishments.
他说这不是凭我的大能大力建成了吗？
He said to himself that his kingdom was built through his might.
这一句话还没有讲完呢。
Before he ended that sentence,
就有声音告诉他，你的王位离开你了。
A voice from heaven told him that your throne has departed from you.
他就发疯。
He became insane.
就变成野兽，就跟跑到旷野跟野兽住在一起。
And went into the wilderness and lived with the wild animals.
一个这么有成就的王，忽然间发疯，跟野兽住在一起。
Such a successful king suddenly became insane and lived amongst the animals.
过了七年。
After 7 years,
抬头望天。
He lifted up his head.
忽然他觉悟，至高者在人的国中掌权。
And looked into heaven and realized that God is the one who controls the earth.
他要将王位给谁就给谁。
And that God controls the throne.
他才了解过去他能够建设这么强盛的巴比伦帝国是因为神给他的。
Then Nebuchadnezzar realized that His accomplishments came from God.
他了解这个事实后，神就带领他回来再当王。
When he realized the truth, he was returned to his throne.
那这一次他坐在王位上，他的心态就完全不一样。
The second time around, his thoughts are different.
他知道这是神给他的。
He realized that his throne came from God.
他永远不敢再讲，这不是我凭我自己力量建设的吗？
Never again did he praise himself.
所以什么叫谦卑？
That's what is humility.
了解我只是一个人。
It is to realize that we are humans.
我所有的一切，超过人的一切，都是领受的。
That everything we own and possess are from God.
如果这个两点抓住了，我们就是谦卑的。
If we can hold on to these truths, then we are humble.
如果这个两点没有抓住，
If we do not realize these two points,
我们表面上不管你怎么表现，都是还没有谦卑。
Regardless of how we behave, we are not humble.
好，我们现在再来看保罗在《使徒行传》的谦卑。
Let's take a look at how humble Paul was.
使徒行传14章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 14.
使徒行传的14章。
Acts chapter 14.
第八节。
Verse 8.
路斯德城坐的一个两脚无力的人，生来是瘸腿的，从来没有走路。第九节。
9.
他听保罗讲道，保罗定睛看见他有信心可以痊愈。第十节。
10.
就大声起来说，你站起来。两脚站起来，那个人就跳起来而且行走。十一节。
11.
众人看见保罗所做的事，就用李高尼的话大声说，有神借着人的形象降临在我们中间了。这里讲保罗在路斯德宣道旅程当中叫一个人瘸腿可以站起来走。
Here described that Paul while at Lystra preaching made a person walk though that person was crippled.
大家非常的惊讶。
Everyone was shocked.
说神借着人的形象降临了。
They said that the gods have come down to us in human form.
结果就牵牛拿花要献给他。
And they brought forth oxen and flour to give to Paul.
所以保罗当然是被尊重啊，得到荣耀。
Paul was respected by the people.
但是14节。
Yet in verse 14.
巴拉巴、保罗两个使徒听见就撕裂衣裳，跳进众人中间，喊着说15节。
15.
诸君为什么做这个事呢？ 我们也是人，性情和你一样。我们传福音给你们，是叫你们离弃这个虚妄，归向那天地造天地海和其中万物的神。所以保罗他很害怕。
Paul was afraid.
他跳到人的中间，衣服撕开。
He rushed in amongst the people and tore his clothes.
告诉他们。
Telling them.
你怎么这样做呢？
Why are they doing this?
他不敢站在神的座位上让人来荣耀。
He dared not to receive the glory that was due to God.
我们也是人啊。
We are all humans.
跟你们一样。
Just as you are.
我们来的目的是要叫你们拜神，不是要拜我们。
Our purpose is to tell you to worship God, not humans.
所以我们在教会里面在见证神给我们的恩典。
In church, while testifying to God's grace.
到最后的目的不是要荣耀人，是要荣耀神。
The ultimate purpose is not to glorify person, but to glorify God.
不是要让人知道我很会祷告，我很敬虔，我很有信心。
It is not to tell others that we know how to pray,or that we are godly,
我跟你不一样,
or that we are different
你都不
算我, than
others,
or that others cannot be like us.
这个不是见证的目的。
That is not the purpose of testifying.
见证的目的是要从我们领受的恩典里面使大家能够荣耀神, 对神有信心。
The purpose of our testimony is to turn the congregation to worship, to glorify God.
好，我们现在看路加福音十八章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 18.
好，路加福音的十八章
Luke chapter 18
第九节
verse 9
十八章的第九节
Luke chapter 18 verse 9
耶稣向那仗着自己是义人藐视别人的设一个比喻说第十节
10
有两个人上圣殿去祷告一个是法利赛人一个是税吏十一节
11
法利赛人站着自言自语的祷告说神啊我感谢你我不向别人勒索不义奸淫也不向这个税吏十二节
12.
我一个礼拜禁食两次凡我所得的都捐上十分之一十三节
13.
那税吏远远的站着连举目望天也不敢只垂着胸说神啊开恩可怜我这个罪人十四节
14.
我告诉你这个人回家去倒比那个人算为义主耶稣说
Jesus said
这个人比那个人倒算为义
that the tax collector was justified rather than the Pharisees
也就是这个税吏罪人比那个法利赛人在神面前更有义。
The sinner was more righteous before God than the Pharisee.
我们就很难了解。
This is hard for us to understand.
因为就实际上的宗教生活来看
By a religious lifestyle.
这个税吏其实是罪很重的。
The tax collector was full of sin.
他欺压很多人的钱。
He oppressed others and kind of deceived others.
那就这个宗教的标准来看
，By the spiritual standard，
法利赛人真的是义人。
The Pharisees were righteous.
所有应该做他都做。
He did everything according to the law.
但是为什么这个税吏在神面前会更有义
？Yeah, why was the tax collector more justified before God？
我们看十四节。
Let us read verse 14.
说凡自高的要降卑，自卑的要升高。
For everyone who exalts himself will be humble, and he who humbles himself will be exalted.
所以这个法利赛人本来是高，但是到最后变成卑。
Although the Pharisees are exalted, yet in the end they will be humble.
那这个税吏捶胸悔改，这个自卑。
And the tax collector humbled himself.
反而变升高。
So that in the end he may be exalted.
因为这个税吏啊，他真的悔改。
For the tax collector.Repented.
把自己压到最低啊！我是罪人。
He lowered himself to that of a sinner.
他真的也是罪人，但是他愿意压低像真的像罪人。
Although visually he was a sinner, yet spiritually he also made himself a sinner.
神赦免他的罪，他就升高了。
After God has forgiven him, he will be exalted.
但是这个法利赛人
，Yet this Pharisee.
主耶稣说法利赛人呢，这个好像坟墓一样。
Jesus described the Pharisees as a painted grave.
外表很好看，你看美国的坟墓都做夸张，好像公园一样啊。
They may look very beautiful on the outside.
那里面是什么？
Yet what is within it?
死人的骨头啊。
It is the carcass.
所以他不会觉得自己有罪。
That is why the Pharisees did not feel as if they are sinners.
因此在神面前数算自己的义。
They counted their righteousness before God.
那没有谦卑，他就是最低的。
Without humbling himself, he will be humble.
所以什么是谦卑？
So what is To be humble.
谦卑就是愿意承认自己的罪。
Being humble means that we need to recognize our sins.
施洗约翰出来传道理。
Those who come out to preach.
他讲的道理相当的锐利。
Then they preach with a sharp, with,
全国
的 words of God.
你们要悔改。
And, I choose John the Baptist. He claimed that the heaven is near and they must repent.
所以有一些人啊，文士法利赛人就来。
Thus many of the Pharisees came.
他也不客气啊，毒蛇的种类，谁指示你们逃避将来的愤怒？
And John the Baptist was not respectful towards them. He claimed that they are the descendants of Satan. Of the snake.
哦，所以这些文士法利赛人真的，他觉得我自己有毒啊，我就是罪人，所以我今天才需要来领受这个道理。
And this tax collector felt as if he was a sinner.
所以他们得救了。
And thus he was saved.
但是斯蒂凡在使徒行传里面。
And in another incident, when Stephen,
他指责当时犹太人，你们把耶稣钉十字架。
Told that when Stephen claimed that the Pharisees nailed Jesus to the cross.
你们要悔改，你们才可以得救。
And that they must repent to be saved.
讲完之后，大家用石头把他打死。
Yet the Pharisees stoned Stephen to death.
所以两种人都有罪。
Both type of people are sinners.
有的愿意悔改。
Yet some are willing to repent.
他就得救了。
And those that repent will be saved.
但是有的硬到底，他不愿意悔改。
Yet those who refuse to repent will not be saved.
所以谦卑就是悔改。
Thus being humble means the ability to recognize our sins.And repent.
请看以赛亚书57章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 57.
以赛亚书的57章。
Isaiah chapter 57.
15节。
Verse
15. 57章的15节。
Isaiah chapter 57, verse 15.
因为那至高至上永远长存名为圣者的如此说，我住在至高至圣的居所，也与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居，要使谦卑者的灵魂苏醒。一是痛悔人心苏醒。这里神自我介绍。
Here God described himself.
他说他是至高至上。
He says, God says that he lives in a high and holy place.
再上去没有了，他最高。
He lives in the highest place in heaven.
那比起神来，人就算不了什么了。
And that is why we are nothing when we are compared to God.
那他是永远长存。
God lives forever.
那比起神来，我们人好像一道光闪就没有了。
When our lifespan is compared to that of God's, our lifespan is like a flash.
是非常短暂的。
We live for a short time.
然后他是圣者。
God is holy.
非常荣耀。
Very glorious.
在他没有罪。
In him there is no sin.
在神的面前，我们的义都是污秽的。
Yet, in front of God, our righteousness are not as clean.
那一个这么荣耀高贵的神，他要住在人的中间。
Yet such a high and holy God will live amongst humans.
那我们有什么条件呢？
What?
我们需要有什么条件神能跟我们同住呢？
What kind of criteria must we have for God to live with us?
痛悔谦卑的人。
It is that we must be contrite and must be lowly in spirit.
所以一个谦卑的表现就是知道我们的罪，我们愿意在神面前说，主啊，我错了，赦免我的罪。
Thus, An act of humility means that we are able to recognize our sin and humble ourselves.
因此谦卑的人最容易亲近神。
That is why those people who are humble can draw close to God.
因为他是愿意悔改的人。
For they are willing to repent.
这是一种很重要的表现。
This is an important, deed that we must have.
谦卑的一个表现就是我们愿意荣耀神。
A third,manifestation of humility is that we are willing to glorify God.
好，我们先来看历代志下。
Let's turn to Second Chronicles.
32章。
Chapter 32.
历代志下的32章。
Second Chronicles chapter 32.
24节。
Verse 24.
那时西西家病得要死，就祷告神，神应允他，是他一个兆头。25节。
25.
西西家却没有照着他所蒙的恩报答神，因为他心里骄傲，所以愤怒临到他跟犹大并耶路撒冷。这里讲在24节说，25节，西西家没有照着所蒙的恩报答神，因为他心里骄傲。
In verse 25, it was said that Hezekiah's heart was proud and did not respond to the kindness shown to him.
啊，可见一个心里谦卑的人是一个感恩的人。
Those who are humble are also thankful.
啊，那么感恩呢，我们就会有一种回报的行动。
If we have a heart of thanksgiving, then we will respond in kindness to what is shown to us.
那西西家王啊，得到神的恩典，所以啊，非常的强盛。
Hezekiah received God's blessings, which was why he was such a strong king.
那他得到神的帮助，所以外族来攻打，神解脱了他困难。
Because of God's help, he was able to overcome many of the siege that were laid upon his city.
但是他对神没有感恩的心，圣经说这叫做骄傲。
Yet he did not respond to the kindness shown to him by God, and that was pride.
那有一件事情啊，西西家做了，神不高兴。
There's one deed of Hezekiah's that God was not pleased.
我们来看列王志下二十章。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 20.
列王志下的二十章。
2 Kings chapter 20.
二十章的十五节。
Verse 15.
以赛亚说他们在你家看见什么。
Isaiah asked Hezekiah, what did they see in your place?
当时巴比伦派一些使者来见西西家。
At that time, the Babylonians sent a few officials to see Hezekiah.
结果巴比伦王这个使者走了以后，神就差遣以赛亚去问他。
After this messenger left, God sent Isaiah to ask Hezekiah.
他们在你家看见什么？
What did they see in your palace?
西西家说，凡我家中所有他们都看见，我财宝中没有一样不给他们看的。
Hezekiah replied that the messengers saw everything within his household.
我们就看十三节。
Let's read verse 13.
西西家听从使者的话，就把他宝库的金银香料、贵重的香膏、武库军器、一切财宝都给他们看。
And Hezekiah showed them everything that he possessed.
这个代表什么？
What did Hezekiah's action represent?
当一个人拥有很多别人所没有拥有的时候，你要一直给别人看，这个代表什么？
What does displaying your possessions to others represent?
这个就代表荣耀自己。
It represents glorifying oneself.
所以这件事情以后啊，神对西西家说。
After this, God spoke to Hezekiah.
以赛亚神借着以赛亚对他说。
And God through Isaiah told Hezekiah.
十七节。
Verse 17.
凡日子必到，凡你家中所有，并你列祖继续到如今，都要被掳到巴比伦，不留下一样。这是神说的。所以你拥有的一切都会没有。
God told Hezekiah that everything you own will be possessed by the Babylonians.
他所有这一切都是神的恩典。
He had received everything through God's grace.
但是他不懂得荣耀神，他要把它显露来荣耀自己。
Yet he used it to glorify himself.
但就在他显露他自己荣耀的时候，神说你一切都要没有。
Thus when he glorified himself, God told him that you will lose everything.
所以我们可以发现，有时候得神的恩典是很好的，但得神的恩典要非常谨慎。
It is good to receive grace blessings from God, yet we must be careful.
我们愿意谦卑荣耀神，隐藏自己，我们就可以继续活在神的恩典里面。
The more we attribute the glory to God, the more we can live amongst God's grace.
那如果因为得到神的恩典而自高自大，那个就是失败的开始。
Yet if we become proud after receiving God's grace, then we will be disgraced.
所以我们在一生怎么能够得神的恩典呢？
How can we continuously receive God's blessing in our lives?
关键在乎谦卑。
The key is in being humble.
最后我们看箴言二十二章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 22.
箴言二十二章。
Proverbs chapter 22.
箴言二十二章的第四节。
Verse 4.
敬畏神，心存谦卑，就得富有、尊荣、生命为赏赐。
Humility and the fear of the Lord bring wealth and honor and life.
谁不愿意富有呢？
Who does not wish to be wealthy?
这个富有就是充满神的恩典。
To be wealthy means that we are continuously blessed.
谁不愿意尊荣呢？
Who does not wish to have honor?
这个尊荣就是受到人跟神的尊重跟尊敬。
This honor means the respect of other of fellow men and also God.
谁不愿意得到生命呢？
Who does not wish to live long.
这个生命就指着永生。
And this life also represents the eternal life.
如果我们愿意拥有这三个，
if we desire to have all three,
要敬畏神，心存谦卑，
then we must fear the Lord and be humble.
就会有这三个。
Then we will receive these three items.
富有，尊荣，生命为赏赐。
Wealth, honor, and life as blessings from God.
我们来唱诗。
So let's sing a hymn.
500首。
500. Please be seated.
圣经说神的灵是谦卑的灵。
The Bible tells us that the Spirit of God is a humble spirit.
对，当一个人被圣灵充满，所表现就是主耶稣那一种谦卑。
Thus, when a person is filled with the Spirit, he is humble.
所以有时候我们在这个灵界里面的辩证，很重要一个标准，就是这个人是不是很谦卑。
Therefore, in discerning the Spirit, it is important to realize whether or not a person is humble.
如果一个人一直荣耀自己，高抬自己，有时候常常想这个灵可能有问题。
If a person continuously praises himself after receiving the Spirit, then we have to question that Spirit.
基督的灵是谦卑的。
The Spirit of Jesus is humble.
他会使我们跟主耶稣一样。
It makes us to be like that of Jesus.
愿意谦卑服侍。
Willing to be humble and serve.
愿意舍己顺服。
Willing to sacrifice ourselves and obey.
我们就在主里面得享安息。
If we follow the Spirit, then we shall receive peace.
因为当我们谦卑，神就把我们的担子拿掉。
When we are humble, God takes away our burdens.
他就做我们的依靠。
He becomes our refuge.
因为我们舍掉自己，那神就承担了我们担子。
Because we have denied ourselves, God shall bear our burdens.
所以谦卑有诸般的恩典。
Therefore, being humble brings us many blessings.
求主的灵降临，充满在我们里面。
We ask God's Spirit to fill us.
使我们从新的最深处认识，我只是一个人。
That from deep within our heart, we realize that we are only humans.
一切都是从神领受的。
That everything we have has come from God.
为着要荣耀神的名。
So that we can live this life to glorify His name.
我们现在有15分钟的时间，我们来祷告，求主耶稣的圣灵降临、浇灌、充满。
We have 15 minutes to pray to God to ask for the indwelling of the Spirit.
一起来祈祷。
Let's kneel down together and pray.